anyway, but we have a bunch of storytellers tonight who don't want to hear us talk about songs from 22 years ago. They want to share their own stories. And the first of those people is my good friend, Mr. Jeremy Cotty.
Jeremy Cotty!
Jeremy, if you would please, before you start, weigh in on your opinions on ironic.
I had my definition of ironic defined by that whole argument, in which me as a kid really didn't like conflict, so I was like, great, I don't care about irony. I don't have you guys take care of it. I thought it was a song. When I was in high school, I really was excited to make friends. I wasn't any good at it. But I was really excited to make friends and figure out how to do this whole dating girls thing. Not good at it, mind you, but I was excited. And I remember a particular budding friendship that could have been... could have turned into a budding romance when I was in high school that I was really interested and excited to be a part of. It was with this girl named Aurelia, because I can't remember her name, and I wanted to pick something fancy. So Aurelia and I had met in high school. We were both sophomores, and she had just moved to town. And I grew up in a small town, so when someone moved to town, that was a pretty significant deal. That was a marker. You noticed it. And I remember talking to her in the hallways every now and then, and like running into her when I was returning home from lunch, because we could go off campus. It'd be cool. And even one time she offered, and I got a ride home from her, which when you don't have a car is a pretty big deal, even in a small town. I was really excited of what all the things that this could mean, sharing a ride home with this newfound friend and possible love interest. That really turned on its head when I found out the next day that she thought I was stalking her. In my talk today, my story today is all about how when you press start, you expect something to boot up and be presented to you. In this case, I expected a friendship to boot up just how I'd expect a friendship to go, and it did not. So, Aurelia's friend the next day... So, in context is everything, right? And going back, when I heard that... she thought I was stalking her from her friend, and that she didn't want me to talk to her at all anymore in a small town in high school. So pretty tight circumstances. I was mortified. I was a nice kid, way too nice in every way. And for someone to say that I could be capable of this, I was just like, oh, my God, what the hell happened? So naturally, I go through everything, and like, all the context clues are on the other side. That conversation in a hallway wasn't between two, you know, awkward high school kids, one that was just nervous and excited and seeing where things goes, and with someone that was on their guard and afraid. And that me meeting, just happening to run into her after lunch wasn't a chance circumstance that I saw her and caught up and had a conversation with her. She probably thought I had, like, looked and hid and waited until she had come and I could corner her into a conversation. And that ride home, I don't remember how I got the idea that she was going to give me a ride home from her mom and her, but I clearly was incorrect. I had probably assumed something, either made an offer or thought an offer was on the table, and just assumed that she was going to give me a ride home. But I do remember getting into the car. I don't actually remember if we actually got a ride home or if it just went down right there in the car that, no, I'm not giving you a ride home, and I don't know how you got to that assumption. But I do remember getting into the car and seeing her face just be like, what is going on? What is this? And can you imagine if you had not offered someone a ride home, if they just got in your car? I just got in and I was just like, hey, cool, thanks. And just to see the look on her face and see that, like, that was not the case. I was not supposed to get a ride home that day. And then having to deal with that and try to figure out what went wrong. It turns out she had had a previous experience with someone that had stalked her. And so this was pretty fresh on her mind. Regardless, this was my first experience in finding out that it doesn't really matter whether or not you have the best of intentions, whether or not you're right or wrong. I came from a childhood where I very much valued being smart and bringing that to a friendship and being right. And this was my first time realizing that that doesn't always, and now I realize it frequently doesn't matter. What matters is context and understanding someone else's point of view. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jeremy. Not really comparable, but as a way of transitioning, one time I think I took a dude's quesadilla because I thought he was offering it to me, and he totally wasn't. And I was trying to be in the band that this kid was in at the time, so my deal was pretty much sealed at that point. You don't really want to be in a band with someone who steals your quesadillas, I think. That's not good. See, me, Dwight, and Claire, we understand each other. No one touches
each other. You can always have my quesadilla.
Aww. Now I feel like a bad friend. Anyway.